This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. UK health regulator issues class 4 alert for denosumab injection labeling error. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. The UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, MHRA, has issued a class 4 medicines defect notification for Ponlimsi, denosumab 60 mg injection after Teva UK Limited reported a critical labeling error on product cartons. The cartons incorrectly state for application to the skin when the osteoporosis medication is licensed for subcutaneous injection only. Key takeaways: Teva UK has reported incorrect carton labeling for Ponlimsi denosumab 60 mg injections. Cartons wrongly state for application to the skin instead of subcutaneous injection. The product vial and pre-filled syringe labels remain correct. 60 mg dose strength affected by labeling error in UK market. MHRA drug safety alert classifications. Class 4 represents lowest risk level for product defects. Class 1, life-threatening, highest. Class 2, serious risk, high. Class 3, moderate risk, medium. Class 4, minor defects, current alert. Source, MHRA Classification System, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News Labeling Error Details and Patient Safety. According to the MHRA notification, EL26A27, the defect affects only the outer carton packaging of Ponlimsi denosumab 60 mg solution for injection in pre-filled syringes. The vial labels and pre-filled syringe labels contain the correct administration instructions, indicating subcutaneous injection as the licensed route of administration. Denosumab is a monoclonal antibody used primarily for treating osteoporosis and preventing skeletal-related events in cancer patients with bone metastases. The medication must be administered subcutaneously, typically in the upper arm, upper thigh, or abdomen, by trained healthcare professionals or patients who have received proper instruction. Regulatory response and risk assessment. The MHRA's Class 4 classification indicates this represents the lowest level of risk in the UK's medicines defect reporting system. Class 4 notifications typically involve minor labeling discrepancies that do not pose immediate safety concerns, particularly when the primary product labeling remains accurate. Healthcare professionals administering Ponlimsi should rely on the vial and syringe labeling rather than the outer carton information. The prescribing guidance for denosumab remains unchanged, with subcutaneous injection every 6 months for osteoporosis treatment. The outer carton incorrectly states for application to the skin, while the product is licensed exclusively for subcutaneous injection use. MHRA Drug Safety Alert EL26-27, 2024. Clinical Impact and Healthcare Provider Guidance. Teva UK Limited identified the labeling discrepancy through routine quality monitoring procedures and promptly reported the issue to the MHRA. The company has confirmed that no other components of the product packaging contain incorrect information, and the Summary of Product Characteristics, SMPC, accurately reflects the licensed indication. Healthcare facilities should verify that staff are aware of the correct administration route for denosumab products and continue following established protocols for subcutaneous injection. Patients receiving home administration should be reminded of proper injection techniques during their next clinical review. What this means. For patients, continue using prescribed denosumab as directed. The medication inside remains safe and effective. For clinicians, verify administration route using vial syringe labels rather than outer carton packaging. For policymakers, reinforces importance of robust quality control systems and rapid defect reporting mechanisms. Frequently asked questions: should patients stop taking their prescribed denosumab? No. Patients should continue their treatment as prescribed. The medication itself is unaffected, and only the outer carton labeling contains incorrect information. How can healthcare providers identify affected batches? The MHRA notification applies to Ponlimsi denosumab 60 mg pre-filled syringes where the carton states for application to the skin instead of subcutaneous injection. What should happen to incorrectly labeled stock? Healthcare facilities should continue using the product while ensuring staff are aware of the correct subcutaneous administration route as this is a Class 4, lowest risk, defect. The incident highlights the importance of multi-layered quality control systems in pharmaceutical manufacturing and the effectiveness of the UK's Medicines Defect Reporting Framework. Healthcare providers should maintain awareness of product labeling discrepancies while ensuring patient treatment continuity for this essential bone health medication. Source: Class 4 Medicines Defect Notification, Teva UK Ponlimsi, Denosumab, 60 mg solution for injection.